Here we are back at it online through BBS Radio. Good evening. Welcome to the Monday evening episode, The Wild Card on Mondays with Ben Free and Teddy Brown in Sedona. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. Every time you hear a ding, there's somebody joining in, and I just heard a ding. Welcome to you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Antonio.
Good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening.
Hello, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, Don.
Don, well, it's
Don Antonio.
Antonio, I have a machine going behind me. You can hardly hear.
Yeah, it's not Don Antonio today.
Yeah, it's Hans Tonio.
Yeah.
We are close to 6 o'clock here in California. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Hello. Hello, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Antonio.
Hello, Don.
Hello. Cecil.
Wanda.
Oh, Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
All right. And also those that are listening in through BBS Radio, I welcome you all. We cannot hear you. We cannot see you. But thank you for participating.
I think that was karma.
Who's she?
Wanda called me Don, and
oh,
you called Wanda Cecil.
Now we're all even.
Yes, you're becoming one. Clear sign.
We passed the potato, didn't we?
Yeah,
an old game past the potato.
I think that's Canadian.
Yeah.
I was playing hot potato with a real hot potato.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just heated some potatoes, and they're three colors. There's purple potatoes, red potatoes, and white potatoes.
Nice. I actually did cook potatoes today. I made some cream potatoes a couple hours ago.
I have a schedule for tomorrow night.
Small world. Small world.
I've got lots of potatoes, lots.
I love potatoes.
Me too.
Apparently they're good for you. I always thought they were just like starch. But then I looked up, I was looking up world's most nutritious foods. And on one website that came up is one of the most nutritious foods.
Okay. I wish Bonnie was here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
Oh.
Hey, good Corona girl. Welcome.
Honey, we were just talking about potatoes.
The potatoes that are red inside, they look like a flower inside, and the purple ones inside, too. When you cut them open, it looks like a flower, eh? And,
good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Oh, hi. This is Prudy.
Welcome,
hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, thank Prudy. You. Hi, Don. Hi, everyone. Hi, Antonio.
And someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening.
Hello, Roger.
Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hi.
Prudy and Roger, you guys want to share your potato stories?
Potato stories. Give me another hint. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't have any stories about
like
falling potatoes.
Okay, say one more time.
How do you like
you have
your
no
potatoes?
Stories that involve potatoes?
Not really, but Wanda, did you say how do you like them?
Yeah.
Anyway, I love potatoes.
I like them boiled. Yeah.
Yeah,
in
boiled.
Peru has, there's like hundreds of different varieties of potatoes down there.
Someone else, you're in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City. Been out of touch for a while.
Yeah. Welcome.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, thank you.
Hello, Janine.
Hi, everybody.
If you dip your potato in rubbing alcohol and light it on fire, then you could really play hot potato.
Yeah.
Good point, I guess.
That's what me and my friend did.
Molotov potato.
Yeah, but it doesn't blow up.
Right.
Put it in the microwave without poking a hole in it, it would.
It's safe for the whole family.
Good evening.
Well,
welcome
how's
to the
everybody
conference
been for the last 2 weeks?
Please say the name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Oh, hello, Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Blessings, Wynn.
Thank you.
Hi, Wynn.
Who's that? Wait a second. I know. Not Phyllis, is it?
What?
Is that Phyllis?
No,
it's Jeannie.
Oh. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi.
Are you, not Jeannie Judd, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, it
is. That's
the only Jeannie we got.
Yeah. Did you get my email?
I read your emails. You're sending interesting stuff.
You want me to send you the notes?
Yeah, send me the notes. Okay.
Okay.
Was it shocking?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, some of it you already know, but some of it's going to be a little shocking.
But you know what? I already know what I don't know is even more shocking than what I do know. So.
Be aware that all of us don't want to know what it's about. Okay.
You know what? I'll decide if you guys can handle it. Okay. Hey, would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wynn. It's Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Jen.
Now, is Terry here?
Negative. I welcome all those that are listening in through BBS. If you just joined in, welcome to this Monday episode with Wynn Lee and Teddy Brown. From our located in Sedona, Arizona.
Winfrey, anyway.
Winfrey.
No Terry Brown yet.
Has she found her phone yet?
Finds it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. Welcome to the Monday show. Please say your name and location. Fit, of course, only if you want to. We welcome it. And the next person, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, hi. Did Netherlands win the World Soccer Championship thing? Or is that just one game they won?
It was only one game, yes.
Oh.
It is the pre-qualification for the European Cup.
Oh.
It will help next year.
Wow. Great plan ahead.
Oh, yeah.
You want to get up here? Come on. Come on.
I'll be right there.
You know, I'm gonna play tonight a rerun of a call we did in 2016 with Fred. How many of you know who Fred is? Who don't know who Fred is?
Do
everybody does, knows? I think.
No. I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Do you know why Fred is special?
He's very special. Yes. The whole team. He is. He's amazing.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please stay at your location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Terry with the phone.
Terry.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Thank you.
Blessings, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, thank you.
Missed you yesterday.
Hi, Prudy.
Yeah. I lost control. Phone.
And the next person that joined in, we welcome you. Please say a name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Hello, Raiden. Welcome.
Hi.
Good evening. Hi, Raiden.
Hello,
Raiden.
Hi.
When?
Yeah.
A friend came and did a clearing for the depot when I first took over.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah. It was a day that when the old owner had passed away, we had a huge gathering here for a memorial for him. So I asked him to do it on that particular day. So everybody who came to the location got a blessing or a clearing, and it was pretty neat.
Yeah, that is. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Would you like to say your name and your city?
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hi, and Debbie.
Debbie Gelson.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Yes, Wynn?
I didn't clear this with you, okay?
Uh-oh.
Can I say something?
Uh-oh.
But I think people should get on your email list and get your jokes.
They're very funny.
You're cute. So you could send them out if you'd like to. I send them to like 3 or 4 people, and it's like you, Terry, and a couple of my sister.
So, why don't you add a few more people? I just tell them.
All right, if you want me to, I'll just, you know, whatever you want.
I think it's good. It's not what I want. I just think, you know, when people interchange like that, it increases the synergy of the group. You know?
Oh, okay.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yep, follow what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I could do it, but people say, oh, there's another email from Wynn, you know? By the way,
I like those emails.
Yeah, I like them too. Yeah. I would say, there's an email from Wynn.
You know what? I got to figure out all the time. Emails are very different because, believe it or not, I'm talking to 12,000 people that I don't know. All right?
And, You're right.
You know, it would be different, you know. I mean, occasionally I send something else, and people get into political arguments with me, and I said, what did I send that out for? You know? Or they want to get into long discussions with me about things. So every time I send it, I used to send emails out to announce all the calls. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, that if I send an email out 3 times a week, people get immune to it after a while.
Oh, yeah,
and
you might be right.
They like being on the list, but they say, oh, there's one again, wanting people to pay attention to them, you know? And so I'm starting a new policy. I'm sending emails out with a Elohim channeling. Once a week. I'm going to try to once a week. You know, we have such good sessions now, and we have a number of them transcribed. And
that's a wonderful idea, Wynn. I so enjoy those when you send them out.
Yeah, and then at the end of it, I'm going to say, you want to hear a live session? Come to our Sunday call, or something like that, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
Rather than just say, come to our Sunday call. But I'm gonna tell you a product I've been working on. This is a commercial, okay? This is a product I've been working on now for 3 or 4 months. And I mean, I read about it, and I said, "This, I think this is legitimate, okay?" And then I tried ordering some, and it was counterfeit. It wasn't real.
Oh.
And I ordered some more. I was trying to get samples. And I had to order from Russia, where it comes from, okay? And I finally got some samples. It took like 3 to 4 weeks from Russia, okay?
Yeah.
It's like, it has not been easy, but I'll tell you what it is. And I did a session on it. I wanted to, when I introduce something, I do a session to see what our sources say, if there's anything negative about it. You know, I've done that with all of our products, you know. And
is that the meteorite?
The meteorite, right.
Yeah.
So we finally got some, and it comes in a lot of different forms, and I got a lot of different samples because I'm trying to see which one, what's the difference between them. And what it is, there's a meteorite landed in Russia millions of years ago that has a unique form of carbon that's not available anywhere else. And the Russians have done a lot of studies on it. And
Shungite.
It does amazing things. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Yes, this is Phyllis from Squim, Washington.
Phyllis from Squim, Washington?
Yes, Phyllis Squirmy and Squim.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hello.
And so, there's pyramids, there's spheres, there's all kinds of forms of it. There's big ones, small ones, and you know, it clears the field around you of EMF, but it doesn't do it by blocking it. It does it by, it pulls, it's got this, now this is just how I'm thinking it works. It has this unique formation of carbon. You know, carbon, our bodies are carbon-based bodies, right?
Right.
Yes.
And by the way, all these people that talk about silicon-based bodies, have you heard people talk about that, any of you?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Who said yes? Who said yes?
Prudy said yes.
Here is my take on that, okay? That is a psyop, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Grays have silicon-based bodies. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, silicon is what they use in computer chips, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Grays are trying to hybrid our population, and that's going to be, you know, the silicon-based bodies. Now, I didn't ask this to our sources, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been watching it and watching it. People have been talking about how we're coming into this new age, and we have this transformation of our bodies into silicon-based. But in any case, you know, and I think that's just part of the psyop. You know, they tell you what they're going to do,
yeah.
But they sugarcoat it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
so
in any
case, are you talking about shungite?
I'm talking about shungite.
Oh, good.
And it's got a unique carbon formation that nothing else has.
It's got Buckminster fullerene in it.
Fullerene, yeah. They call it fullerene. So it looks like a
Buckminster fullerene.
Yeah, but Buckminster Fuller had nothing to do with it. It's just the combination
of it.
It looks like
they call them Bucky balls.
based on the shape that Buckminster Fuller came up with, a geodesic dome shape.
It's a
spherical molecule.
Right. And, I mean, we've been trying all the products, and we like them all, Terry and I. Like, they're spheres, and you hold them in your hands, and you feel it's very grounded. It's not like the pendant. It's really grounded. And there's pyramids that clear the energy in your space of Wi-Fi. This is what they say. And I keep studying it. I keep looking at testimonials. And so I'm launching the cell phone thing, a little thing that goes on your cell phone. And what sold me on carrying them is Terry. I think you're... Did I tell the story? Did you guys hear the story of Terry's experience?
Tell it again.
You want to start the recording, Win?
No, I don't want to put this in the recording.
Lauren knows something about Shungite, too, if we were talking about it on Saturday.
I know he knows about it. Well, in any case, you know, Terry, are you there?
Sure. I'm here.
Why don't you tell the story?
Well, the left side of my brain where I put the cell phone at, is like it feels burned. And so every time I put the cell phone to my head now, it really affects it. It just starts burning. And
she's supposed to be using her headset, but if you realize how many times Terry can't find her headset.
Yeah, and then I think, I got an answer, and I put it to my head, and that's not good. So, because it just causes more burning, and I think it's really been damaged.
Hey, get to the punchline, though.
Well, when I put the shungite piece on it, then it wasn't, it stopped it. Like I put some on the front and some on the back, and it stopped the burning.
So that's what convinced me that it was working, because I don't notice those things as much as Terry. But it stopped the phone burning her head. And they're not expensive, okay? They're $12 each, 3 for $29. And I'm just putting an email together that I'm going to introduce it for 3 days, 4 for $29, okay? So you can either put more than one on your phone, which is good, or you can give them out to other people. And people that you like, and save them for Christmas presents, and that's all. So watch your email. I might send it out tonight. Okay, and let me.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
What's that?
I said that's wonderful. Thank you.
And then we already have samples of some of this other stuff, like pyramids. I might send it out to a small group. When you guys read the testimonials that people have, you can put shungite in water and turn it into shungite water, and it's healing. And
it filters the water.
It filters the water. It takes things out of it just by putting the shungite in it.
Wow.
But it does something else as well. You know what? Somebody's calling me. Hang on.
Somebody's calling me, too. You want me to get
Same
it?
Same person. Yeah, why don't you get it? Connecticut.
Okay.
So on that note, watch your emails, and let me see here. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Then I'm playing Fred.
You're recording?
Is that Fred?
Doesn't sound like Fred,
does it? Recording when?
Yeah, well, let me make sure I got this going correctly, okay?
Okay.
5/16/2016. Okay, hang on.
This is May 16th, 2016. Wayne, Terry, and all of us, wherever we are.
Okay.
The recording has started.
This is November 4th, 2019, and Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And let's see, is Lauren on the line?
Muted. Unmuted.
Lauren, are you on the line? Hello, Lauren. Okay, good. Just letting you know, tomorrow is Lauren's birthday. You didn't know.
Wow.
If anyone wants to really embarrass him, we can sing him happy birthday and hope plan of dealing. But hang on.
Ed.
All right. One of the people who was a regular on our calls for a while, and you know what? He still monitors our calls, is Fred Brooks and his partner Liz. And Fred does something incredible. And I'll be talking about what he does on the call. But I'll just tell you verbally, I have never met anyone as good as Fred doing this. He has a team. He refers to his team. And part of his team, he has a bunch of lower-level entities. Now, I have learned a lot from watching this, you know, integrating this idea of teams. Because you might say, well, what do I want lower-level entities with? I just want to work with the Elohim. They're at the top of the chain. And I thought that at one time. And but Fred is able to dispatch his groups into your environment, into your home, and clear the energy, and to remove any dark energies that are lingering in your home, and also clear the energies of your properties. And he knows he can do this. I've watched the people that he did it on. I got so many testimonials. And at that time, he felt guilty about charging people. And he still will do it for nothing for people that are desperate, that can't figure out how to clear themselves of negative attacks. But this was an interview I did with him. And I have never met anyone that can do what Fred does, and that I validated that it was working. So here we go.
And this is our Monday night call. Fred, did you show up yet? Wait a second.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Okay. Right through the wrong cue.
This is a real Fred, right?
No, this is an imposter.
All right, Fred, you're unmuted, okay?
Oakley dokey.
Hang on a second. Okay. Hang on.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was born in Philadelphia. Okay.
Wow. My sister lived there.
And guess what? I was the founder of that school.
didn't tell people. It's been done, as most of you know, because 3D tends to collapse energy fields, and other people's negativity tends to hold against you. But you're being tested to rise above the negativity. And we all need help to do that. I needed loads of help. And Fred is, you know, I scrutinize people pretty carefully. Now, it's possible I'm just a screw-up, that I'm wrong, but I don't think so. At least you probably don't think so because you keep coming back. And Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry. Unmute yourself.
Is this the real Will? Okay.
Well, in any case.
It's the recording.
The trick of it all is to expand yourself, your hologram, larger than 3D. And when you do that, you don't necessarily see things. Some people do. They're called channels. Terry does. She can see things. Fred can feel things, and maybe he can see things. And, of course, we all say we want to expand our hologram above 3D. But there is a trick to it. And the trick is, as you expand your hologram, there is an obstacle field up there. And the obstacle, you could call them, if you're a Christian, demons. You could call them ETs. You could call them God knows what. But every time you go to a new level of expansion, you have a new obstacle field to deal with. And the obstacle field will always try to scare you, scare the S out of you, because it wants to back you down. And so part of the real, one of the benefits people can get from coming to these calls is learning how to prepare for the obstacle field so that it's not a surprise and that nothing can get you that you don't let get you. But again, that is easier said than done, because when you're face to face with one of these obstacles, it can be scary. And believe me, I've had to go through it. Terry's had to go through it. We've gone through immense obstacle fields to be able to do this work, to be able to stay above the level of 3D, to be able to hold the energy for other people's negativity without getting pulled into it. And so this is really a kind of, those of you that keep coming to the calls are kind of on a training, got training wheels, because there's a lot of guidance here on how to get through that obstacle field and how to deal with it. And if you keep in mind that the fundamental principle of the universe is the law of one, everything is ultimately part of you, including the obstacle field, okay? And once you can actually deal with that, then it's like, oh, there I am again. I look like a monster. That's the monster part of myself. We're not doing that this life, okay? Well, Fred is, you know, it took me a long time talking to Fred. And, you know, sometimes people want to get to know me because they want me to give them exposure on our shows. And very rarely, if ever, do I do that? I don't bring somebody onto this show to give them exposure. Do it because I believe they have something to offer and share, which is going to help you. It's going to help you expand into the higher realms, make a higher connection with sources, and get around the obstacle field, okay? And, you know, connecting with the Elohim doesn't mean that you don't get attacked. In fact, it might mean you get attacked more. If you're thinking, oh, my God, I wish they would talk to me, don't be so quick. It's much better to get connected to the Ra group, because the Ra group holds a lower space in the hologram. And so here we are in our little human bodies, and we're in this huge illusion that this is all there is, the physical realm that we see. And it is an illusion, but it's so real that it doesn't matter. You know, it's kind of like, I remember when I was studying all these spiritual things, they used to talk about this realm being Maya. Maya meant illusion. And so you can walk around saying, oh, this is all a dream. This is all an illusion. The problem is, when it hurts, it really hurts. And when it hurts, you can say it's an illusion, but it still hurts. So when you're in it, it's very solid and very real. And in spite of the fact that it's a projected hologram illusion, mass hypnosis that makes us like the Matrix movie, and that the areas that we don't see, that but we can feel, are beset by everything from the Elohim down to astral insects that possess you. And Fred, there's this ability that one can have that allows them to project their energy. And I think many of you have experienced that on our Sunday call. You have felt your energy get really big. You have felt the connection. You have felt part of a family. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I would have never played that song to start one of these shows because nobody was in the experience of it. And now many of you are having the experience of we are family. We've learned to feel each other's energies. We've learned to feel the energy projections from the higher realms. And when you expand to that, you can't just stay there. You're still in 3D. And so it actually increased the level of your tests in 3D, in my opinion, for most people. It increases it. It just goes with the territory. Because now you've expanded, and you've expanded into not only the higher realms, but part of you is in the lower realms of expansion. And it's above 3D, but it's still a lower level of expansion. And in that level of expansion, there's entities, there's possessions, there's astral, there's deceased people, loads of them. And so when you tap into the high, really high levels, you are going to become more aware of the lower levels, but you're not going to see it. And you're going to be confused about what is that impacting me. And we talk about it, and we try to give guidelines. But Fred is one of those people that can look in your space and tune into it and see the negative beings that might be attracted to you. And it almost happens to everybody. It's like it goes, it took me a while to figure that out, because I remember when Daphne was first channeling, and she was getting extremely negatively attacked, and people would say to me, well, if you're talking to the Elohim, why don't they protect her, okay? And I asked myself the same question. I said, is this really positive? I mean, why are they allowing this person to get attacked? The issue was not that they were allowing it. She was expanding into this realm where she was extremely vulnerable, and neither she nor I knew how to bring in protection. Sometimes it happens with Terry, but Terry is really good at clearing it quickly. And, you know, Fred, I'm supposed to be talking to you, and like usual, I'm hogging the mic, but I want to set the stage so that we can talk freely about what you do, because I think Fred really does this. And it is for you guys who are wondering, okay, I'm going to the call, I feel the Elohim, and now my week went like hell again. And what's going on? Why is it? And then you start judging yourself, and you think, oh, I must be bad. I'm not spiritual. I don't feel loving today. Everything looks terrible. And very often, it's because either you had them all the time, or you attracted them because you expanded negative entities on the other side that wanted to pull on your energy. See, they're parasitic. In general, they're parasitic. And the higher you go, the more light you have, the more they're attracted to you, because you have energy to give them, and they're energy vampires. Fred, let me just say, am I expressing this in a way that you would? Does it make sense to you?
Absolutely right. I tell people all the time that they saw your light, were attracted to you, and that we are responsible for our own protection, at least to a large degree.
Now, you know, tell us a story, but don't use the person's name or anything. Tell us one of your good stories of somebody that you worked with that you were able to clear them of the negative stuff that was impacting them.
Okay. Geez. Where do I start? I cleared someone recently, and it went back to someone in body that was doing black magic. And they were putting things into people. And this doesn't happen very often that we do this kind of stuff. But the person, we took them down to their essence. And it was a matter of self-defense, because they had put something in me. They didn't like me going around undoing what they were doing. And recovering from that now, just about done with that. There's cases where somebody called me and said, I don't know what's going on. Nobody returns my calls. Animals are dying on my farm, and my truck won't start. Nothing's going right. The people or the members of the family are getting sick. And I looked at that and had a long talk with the team, and they said, these are particularly nasty entities, but be careful. And they said, and make yourself invisible, which was new to me. I said, okay, we're going to do this in 5 minutes. I'll sure learn to do that. I worked this one with Liz, and we did it. And so I said, well, I don't know how to do this.
So how do I be invisible? I said, well, to be invisible on the astral plane, you spin energy around you in a clockwise motion. I said, okay, well, I can do that. But how am I going to do that and go do the clearing? And I learned a long time ago that I can call upon my ancestors with a couple of notes. They added some notes to call on those that are positive, service to others, that honor the law of one, and that will not be harmed by this. So first off, I don't want my drunk Uncle Joe showing up and messing everything up. But you don't want anyone to come in that'll be harmed by the entities either. So this all happens. These are special instructions that we were taken in like 10 minutes. And then we went in and started clearing. And when it was over, there were no suicides. The animals quit dying and life went on. That was a more extreme case. But
how recent was that?
This was about 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
One of the more extreme, because it involved just like everybody on the ranch, just about. And it was very, very strong negative entity.
And did the whole ranch, the vibes of the people clear after that?
Yeah.
And it stayed clear. Yes?
It stayed clear. Yeah.
I mean, oftentimes people, when they have things around them, they have patterns that keep bringing the things back again. So even if you clear it, if they run the pattern, they'll attract it back. Isn't that right? In a lot of cases.
Right. And I put that on the website that, you know, I can clear someone, but if you don't change what allowed it to happen in the first place, well, it's going to come back. And I can't be responsible for everyone's spiritual hygiene. So, which just means prayer. You do your prayer, your talk with the divine, and your meditation. And so, you know, give 5-10 minutes in the morning and 5-10 minutes in the evening to the divine. Call in the light. Say a prayer. Prayers of gratitude are very strong. Prayers of others. Make your own little prayer list. Very strong. Prayers for the dead. Very strong and powerful. And they raise your vibration. And the more your vibration goes up, the less susceptible you are to what I call the little ankle biters, the little weak negative things, you know? But it's true that even the stronger we get attacked. But I've learned to deal with most of it. Like I say, the last thing was put into me. I get attacked all the time. But I've also learned shielding, protection, to put up energy walls and things like that.
Now, you talked about your team, and I've heard Fred say this many times, his team, and I could relate to my team. I would say I have a team. Terry has a team. We have the Elohim. Because we're doing their work in this realm, they monitor us. But interestingly enough, when the S hits the fan, which it has a couple times in this work, it wasn't the Elohim that came in. It was the Ra group. And the Elohim is so high that I'm not sure this is true completely. I mean, I don't know. I'm just an amateur here. I will always be an amateur. But I don't see the Elohim, but I can feel the energy. Just like when we do these calls, you guys feel the energy. And you feel your energies open up. You feel the space around you open up. And probably some of you are having clearings with the groups we're working with on the calls, and we don't even know it. We don't document it. And Fred has a team, and I didn't know any. Fred was coming into our calls for quite some time before I even knew he was there, and he was recognizing the energy on the calls. And I imagine he was feeling some sense of protection. And then as we started to get to know each other, he started, he can talk to his team and he hears them answer him. And that he asked them, is it okay if Ra'an comes in and works with you? And they said, yes. And tell us your experience with your team. How did you figure out you had a team, Fred?
Well, at one time, my apartment, I saw an attachment on a medical worker. I didn't know what to do. Freaked me out. I mean,
Was that the first time you ever saw an attachment?
First time I ever saw one with my eyes. Yep.
And what did it look like?
So It was two dimensional. It was from the second dimension. It was two dimensional, so it was flat. It looked like somebody took a compass and drew a perfect circle. And there's an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where this guy on the bus with this golden hair and weird smile falls down, he breaks into glass. Looked like that guy. I can't remember the name of the movie now. But he had like 3 to 4 inch spiked hair that was between like yellow and fire, and pretty much frightening. Once I saw it, I didn't look at it again. I did not acknowledge it. I didn't want to get in a file cabinet way back in the back, and a file in the back of the drawer of the file cabinet in my mind. By the time I got out to the van, I'd almost forgot about it. That's how bad it was. And then I sat in the van getting ready to leave, and I didn't start the van. I'm going, what happened? What happened in there? Because my adrenaline's still up, and did you really see that? Holy crap, I did. And then I went through the whole thing in my mind. And I thought,
it scared you, right?
First time, Fred? I did. That was the first only time I was afraid, yeah. It scared the hell out of me.
How many years ago was that?
Certainly.
How many?
That was about 6-7 years ago. 6 or 7.
Okay. Excuse me for interrupting.
6 or 7 years ago. No, fine. I didn't know what to do. I went to 3 local churches looking for advice. That's all I wanted. You know, the one church says, we don't have anything for anything like that. And I thought, well, these people proclaim to be Jesus, you know, cast out demons, healed the sick, walked on water. But he believed like half of that. So I figured in my mind, I didn't say this, but I figured, well, they must have thought that just evil stopped to like the year 852 at noon or something. And now everything's daisies. So I left them and went to another place, and they gathered around me and put their hands on my head and prayed for me. And I thought, well, this is nice. I really appreciate it. But I'm not the one with the attachment. So I left there and I thought, who really, you know, looks at the spiritual side of this? And I thought, well, the Catholic. So I went down to the local Catholic church. I was none of these. So I went down, I talked and met Father Tom. I met him, told him the story. And he's the only one that at least would listen to the story. And he said, well, what do you want, Fred? And I couldn't get the word advice out to save my soul. It would not come out. It was on the back. Advice would not come out. I said, holy water. I had never used holy water. I don't know where it came from. He said, sure. So we go back, and he said, gives me a bottle. I'm filling the holy water, and I'm not even paying attention. I just want to go home and lay down and get rid of the pain and take in the day what has happened. So I didn't know this. He's getting out his planter, and he says, okay. He said, well, I go to the prison on Wednesdays, and Wednesday nights, I can stop by after that. That's okay with you. I said, sure, fine, whatever. You know, great, great, Father, great, wonderful. So the holy water, and I come home. And from the time I sat in the van and realized what had happened, it just came to me, pray for a week. I don't know where it came from, but I decided to pray for a week. So I was still looking for advice, but I was going to pray. And I've never prayed for anybody for an hour. I mean, not that I haven't prayed, but that's a long time to pray for somebody for a week. But that's what I was going to do. And once I came home from the Catholic Church, I prayed for a week. So I did.
So you were praying for this guy that had this attachment, right?
Right.
Okay.
So I started praying, and I prayed Monday, and I worked it like a job. I prayed 8 to 10 hours a day. I took a 15-minute break after 2 hours. I took 30 minutes for lunch. I prayed Tuesday. I prayed 8 to 10 hours. I prayed Wednesday, and about the time I was getting ready to quit, there's a knock at the door. I open the door, and there's Father Tom. I went, oy vey, I forgot the priest. So he comes in, and I'm sure he was looking to check to see if there's any Aramaic writing backwards on the wall in blood or something to make sure I'm sane, which he should have done, you know, and it all worked out. We had a, you know, I had an experience in the Air Force, and he had a relative that was Air Force Chief of Staff, and we got along, and so he had blessed the apartment and me and left. And I said, okay, well, that was fine. So Thursday, the fourth day, I get up and I'm praying again. It's 8 to 10 hours. Ready to quit. Spirit flowed through this apartment. Now, I live in Alaska in the middle of winter, and I thought, like, the window was open and the wind was blowing, but it wasn't cold. It was winter. And, I mean, I'm looking for papers to move. It was that strong. And my hair to move, and it's not. I'm going, no, not wind, water. It had that thick substance to it. And so I'm looking, and nothing is moving, but this is palatable. I can feel it. And I'm overanalyzing it, right? I'm thinking it. And I realize, which I have a tendency to do, and I just said, oh, shut up, Fred, and sit down before it ends. It's not going to last forever. So I sat down, and it flowed through for a few minutes. And from the living room, across the apartment, out the kitchen, wherever it went. And that was it. And I experienced, I was in a spiritual, talk about high vibrations. My vibrations had never been that high. And I was in the spiritual ecstasy for 3 or 4 days. And I was brushing my teeth. I can't remember if it was the first or second day in the morning. I'm in the bathroom, and right by the door walked this guy in a white robe. And I'm just grinning. I'm grinning like the butcher's dog, and it just was normal to me at that time. And I said to myself, Fred, you know, if you stick your head out there, you're not going to see anything, right? And here comes another guy in a white robe, walks right by the door. I'm going, son of a gun, you know? So about the fourth time, and I'm brushing my teeth, I'm spitting my quit. And then, right then, I knew. I had no idea what was going to happen, but I knew whatever was going to happen, it was going to be okay. That was the message that I got. It's going to be okay, whatever happens. So
I just want to, I want to clarify.
Grand Central Station, the apartment turned into Grand Central Station.
The guy in the white robe was not in 3D, right? Yeah. Right?
Well, I think he was in 3D. He was just as plain as he was, but I don't think so, because I told myself, you know, if you stick your head out there, you're not going to see anything. So it's like I knew he was in 3D. That's correct. Just like my vibration was high enough, and they were low enough, came down to meet me. We met somewhere in the middle kind of thing.
Right. Okay. Did he talk to you?
That's how I understood it at the time.
Did he talk to you?
No. No, they were trying to get my attention. Did not talk to me. I later asked why. And they said, because your discernment is so high, you wouldn't have believed this anyway.
Okay.
So we thought we'd have you ask questions, which I did, of course. I chased those guys all around. But, all right, who were these guys? Who were these guys in the white robe? I even asked Terry once, you guys have a special one Saturday where people could ask questions,
right,
and
right.
The answer was, well, you reached a very high plane of light, and the beings were there to get your attention and give you a message and blah, blah, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So that was your first incident. And was that your team?
Yeah.
That was your team, right?
It turned out to be, yeah, part of the team, right. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it at the time.
I mean,
yeah, that was turned out to be
team.
Did the team exist before you became aware of it, or did it form and group together to help you?
I think that at least part of it was waiting for me to wake up,
mm-hmm.
because I had apparently made an agreement to do this during this time. And I didn't find out till later that I thought they were training me because I was getting a lesson, but I later found out they weren't training me. They were trying to get me to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kept hearing, remember. And I go, well, wait a minute. You know, then I started asking questions. Have I done this before? Yes, of course you've done this before. Because I didn't remember any past lives then. And I'm just now remembering bits and pieces as they can help me, you know. But I didn't know I had a team. So I was trying to clear the apartment by myself. And there would be what people call shadow people, Jin, you know, next to the bookcase. And I would walk over and said, look, you know, the best you're going to get here is a handful of minerals.